An outdoor market selling a precious yet illegal commodity. This is the gathering of all oil dealers in northeastern Syria, the oil-rich area where this blessing has turned into a curse for the locals. All the oil seen here is illegally extracted from oil fields that fell out of the Syrian government's control and is now sold to the highest bidder for a price much lower than the real one. But for these men working in this new trade, the price isn't that low.
I work at the refinery 8 hours a day and then drive the product around for another 4 hours. I'm getting this weird skin rash that doctors say is because of my contact with badly refined oil derivatives.
I know it's dangerous, but there's no other way. I work in a militant-held oil field and I drive the oil to Turkey. We sell crude oil to Turkey and refine some of it here.
Children on the side of the road selling fuel are almost a common sight in many cities of eastern Syria. Here in Hasakeh, they sell fuel of two kinds, regular Iraqi that is brought from Iraq and Al-Nusra gas, which is produced here in Syria.
This gas is destroying cars and wrecking their engines, but we have no other choice.
Even in areas under the Syrian government control, the lack of transportation means has caused many to resort to what they call militant fuel.
The need for transport that drives all sectors of economic activities has led many of the residents of eastern Syria to resort to illegally produced or smuggled oil, a phenomenon that has more dangers than meet the eye.
Different types of fuel from this makeshift refinery are going to be sold at high prices in the nearby Hasakeh city. The revenue goes to insurgents controlling the area and to the faction controlling the oil field where the oil was extracted.
I rent the oil from Al Rahman Brigade for more than $80,000 a day. I don't know what they do with the money, but it is good business for me. Other brigades are selling oil to Turkey or through it.
All revenues are used to finance the Syrian conflict. And in some cases, the fight over resources sparks inner clashes between different groups of militants. This week, over 20 insurgents were killed when militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant tried to seize two oil fields in the east from the Nusra Front. The number is likely to rise in the coming days. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Eastern Syria.